Another caravan with hundreds of migrants starts journey to U.S. border. By John Binder on October 23, 2018. A group of 230 Central American migrants is expected to head toward the United States-Mexico border next week, a government report details. An intelligence document obtained by NBC News details the plan of an additional 230 Central American migrants in El Salvador, separate from the 7,000-strong migrant caravan, who plan to inundate the southern border within the coming weeks. NBC News reports. The El Salvadoran caravan is still forming, but its members have plans to begin their journey northward toward the U.S. next week, according to the sources. Emphasis added. The internal report indicates that DHS is tracking the communications of caravan members, including a 230-member WhatsApp group that intends to leave on October 31. Emphasis added. Already, a 7,000-member migrant caravan from Central America is traveling through Mexico towards the U.S. in an effort to flood the country's asylum and immigration system. The caravan includes migrants who are previously deported illegal aliens and foreign nationals looking for jobs in the U.S., neither of which makes the individuals eligible for asylum. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli detailed how states can stop what he calls an invasion of migrants, calling on governors to use their constitutional war powers to turn away all migrants with the caravan. Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution, third paragraph, lists some things that the states can do under some certain circumstances, Cuccinelli said. And the Constitution says that no state shall enter into war without the permission of Congress unless they are actually invaded. Well, here it comes. President Trump on Monday announced that he would begin the process of cutting off foreign aid to Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador for their inability to stop the migrant caravan from marching up to the U.S.-Mexico border. The president also called the caravan a national emergency. The Central American countries receive more than $500 million in federal aid from the U.S. every year. Trump has not yet indicated how much of that federal aid will be cut. Breitbart Texas reported that the migrant caravan stormed through Mexico last week, tearing down a border barrier in the process as they crossed from Guatemala to Mexico. Less than 6 months ago, a similar migrant caravan was allowed to cross into the U.S. with weak asylum claims despite threats from President Trump to close down the border. Many migrants from that caravan are now illegal aliens living in the U.S. as they await their asylum hearings.